to scratch my back. Could you manage that? Like if we had chicken trappy, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
Dark stormy night, as the train rattled on the passengers had gone to bed, except a young man with a baby in his arms sat there with a bowed down head. The innocent one began crying just then, as though it an angry man said, make that drum stop its noise, for it's keeping all of us away.
This is Jim Sklavunis of The Vanity Set, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Akron.
On Sunday, October 9th, turn out or tune in to a performance of Elvis Perkins in Deerland. The Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Elvis Perkins in Deerland is Columbia County resident Elvis Perkins playing with Nicholas Kinsey, Graham Rowe, and Lyndon Barnett. They don't play too often out in the Hudson Valley, but they have played at the Newport Folk Festival and Primavera Sound Festival. This is their first Hudson Valley appearance in a decade. Turn out or tune in. There'll be a live webcast at wgxc.org. 8 to 10 p.m. Sunday, October 9th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org for more information.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, the local hangout of the airwaves in Greene and Columbia counties.
Thank you. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
My name is Fatia. I'm 8 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
And bookish things.
Thing.
And so shockingly, that's what we're going to do today. Because we do it every week. I've been on a roll with my book reading, just for the record. I finished 2 books yesterday, and I started a third. And none of them were picture books, but at least one of them had pictures. This one kind of has, like, teeny tiny pictures, but it's a chapter book. One's a graphic novel, and one's a novel. But yeah, one of the books I finished was The Turtle of Michigan by Naomi Shihab Nye, which I mentioned on the show last week that I was excited to start reading that. And it was really good. I loved the first book in this series. This is a sequel to The Turtle of Oman, which takes place in Muscat, Oman, as well as other areas in Oman, as our main character, Aref, is getting ready to move to the United States, where his dad has a new job. So he and his mom are moving, and they're going to say goodbye to his beloved grandfather and his friends and the country he loves and his cat. But he makes the trip with his mom to Michigan in this book and gets to know a new place and makes new friends and sort of, you know, those friends or neighbors that become like family. He kind of like finds his community there, his like chosen family or add-on family. And so it's fun getting to know like his classmates, his neighbors, the environment where he lives, a different kind of turtle, because he's got sea turtles in Oman, but we don't have sea turtles in Michigan. So it's a nice book about sort of setting off and coming to a new place and missing home, but also getting to love the place where you've come to live and finding similarities with different people and connections. So it's awesome. I like the description of the book, so I'm going to read it just because I think it's really nice. Here are some things Aref discovers about his new home in the United States. 1, they have pizza. 2, the dog next door can hum. 3, snow is softer than a pillow. 4, his mother likes barbecue. 5, there are no palm trees at all. 6, the yogurt isn't as good. 7, school is fun. 8, the turtles of Michigan. When the huge jet plane zooms down the runway and takes off into the sky, Aref can hardly believe it. He's on his way. He's excited to see his father again, but nervous about his new life in the United States. What if no one likes him or even wants to know him? How will he live without his friends, his cat, and his beloved grandfather, Sidi? But each day brings new friends, new adventures, new tastes, and new discoveries. Soon, Aref even begins to feel that he's made a new place, a new home. And then comes the biggest surprise of all. I'm not sure what the biggest surprise of all is. That's funny. That's weird. That's the only weird thing with this description. I finished the book, but I don't know what the biggest surprise of all is. I mean, I know what it might be, but that part's funny. But I will say, in the description, it says there are no palm trees at all. And while that's true that there are no palm trees in Michigan, I assume there are palm trees in the United States. but not the part of the United States where RF moves to.
Yeah. So
anyway, that's a cool book. The Turtle of Michigan. Very good book.
Beat that.
Yeah, I liked both of the books a lot. I'm glad I read it. Who would like to share a book or a poem next?
I could. So at school, I'm in Book Lovers Club, and last Wednesday, I finally got my book that we are going to read. It's called Too Bright to See. It's by Kyle Lukoff, I think. And this book, I'm about 23 pages in. It's super good, and I mean it for book club. It's super good, and it's just a great book so far. So far, I've just been like the beginning, and it's just mourning. The mourning as in like mourning over someone who's died. But it's going to be so great. I'm so excited to read it. And yeah, it's just supposed to. I'm so excited, and I can tell that's going to be really good. And I'm also, book club is super fun. I have a meeting tomorrow, and it's awesome. It's in school, and yeah, it's great. So I love this book so much. I'm going to read the description. 11-year-old Bug is used to haunted things. After all, the occasional cold spot or mysteriously slamming door is to be expected when your house is almost as old as the dirt it sits on. But when a new presence makes itself known the summer before Bug starts middle school, it's clear that this spirit is intent on communicating something directly to Bug. But what and why? As Bug begins to untangle the mystery of this new ghost, an altogether different truth tugs free. It's the answer to a question of identity, one Bug never thought to ask. And so that is Too Bright to See by Kyle Lukoff. And this book has a lot of awards, and it came out 2020 as a lot of awards. It has the Newbery Honor, the Stonewall Award, and the National Book Award finalist. So this book, very, very popular.
Yeah, I loved that book, Too Bright to See.
You've read it?
It's a really nice one, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Yeah, I was excited when it won all those awards. They were well-earned, awarded. I don't know. I hope you continue to enjoy it as I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool that you're in a book lovers club.
It's an in-school club. It's awesome. And we meet during lunch and recess on Wednesdays. And it is so much fun. And yeah, it's so much fun.
Do you always read the same book together, or do you read different books, or how does it work?
So we're a few weeks in, and we've been reading the same books together. We've been reading this book together.
So do you read it out loud in person?
No, we read it and then we're going to discuss it. We actually haven't. This is the first week of reading.
Nice. Well, Fatia, did you have something to share this week?
Yes, it's like the poem called A Lullaby. I read it a lot of times, and like, it's amazing. I started reading it since September, and I really liked it. I read it every day. I read it to myself before I went to bed.
It's nice.
Yeah, because my mom used to sing me lullabies and all. I'm like too old for her now, but my brother has lullabies too, and I love this lullaby. Lullaby, now the day is done, now the shepherd's son drives his white flocks from the sky. Now the flowers rest on their mother's breast, husted by her low lullaby. Now the glowworms glanced under the firefly stands, under firm buds green and tie, and the western breeze to the forest trees chains a funful lullaby. Now, mid shadow deep, falls blessed sleep, now drew from the summer sky, and the whole earth dreams in the moon's soft beams, while night breathes a lullaby. Now, bird wings rest in your wind-rocked nest, unscared by the owl's shrill cry, for the folded wings, little bear swing and splunks your lullaby. This was May Alcott, and for some, and it was like really small, so I had to bend down to read it.
That was really pretty.
Yeah, I loved that. That's a great lullaby.
I liked the discussion of glowworms and fireflies in particular.
Yeah, I really loved the vocabulary. It's just such a beautiful little, just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a dark and not beautiful story to share. As a twist. Another book that's very much not a lullaby. I recently read the first volume that collects this series of comics, and it's called The Nice House on the Lake. It's by James Tinian IV, Alvaro Martinez Bueno, and Jordi Belair. And it is from DC Comics, and it is rated as ages 17 plus. So, you know, it'd be good for some more mature teens and adults. But it's a very interesting and beautifully drawn comic that it's hard to explain. It's because there's some mysteries that still have not been answered about what is going on in the story. But basically, all of these individuals are brought together at this beautiful house on a lake. This nice house on a lake, as the series is called, by their mutual friend or acquaintance, Walter. So some of them are high school friends, some of them are college friends, some are friends from more recent times. And so they're all brought to this lake sort of in this little bit of a mysterious way. And they all have different roles and are assigned different symbols for when they get there that will mark off what their rooms are and certain messages for them. And their roles are, there is an artist, an acupuncturist, a reporter, a writer, a scientist, an accountant, a comedian, a pianist, a doctor, and a consultant. And so they all come to this house, and then at some point somebody logs into the internet and sees that everywhere else it seems to be falling apart, people being burnt alive, just the world is basically ending everywhere but where they are. And Walter, their friend, soon informs them that his people, or his, I don't know, I can't remember if he uses the word people, but his people have done this to the world, and that he has created this beautiful house on a lake to save them from basically the end of the world. And so they can live out their lives on this beautiful lake. They'll be provided for. And so it follows this group of people as they're coming to terms with what is going on and figuring out certain mysteries about their situation and the house and the grounds. And each issue, because, you know, it's like a comic series, so they were released as issues, like shorter versions, and then this is a collection, but each one starts with one of the characters sort of talking to the reader, and they look like they're in rougher shape than the present day stuff. So it's kind of like the future them and the past them. So you start off with them talking about how things were, like kind of telling you the story But like in the first one, one of the characters has an eye patch and it looks, there's like flamey skies behind her. And she's got a bandage on her nose and she's got a weapon. So it's like, it hints at that things are going to go bad at some point. So yeah, it was really good.
That seems super interesting. What's that book called again?
Called The Nice House on the Lake.
Awesome.
And I feel like the artwork is really pretty. It's like, I don't know how it was drawn. I mean, I know Jordi Belair, I assume, is the colorist. Let me see. They say like those. Yeah, Jordi Belair is the colorist, and I've seen other work that they've done before that was also, like, they're an award-winning colorist for comics. But yeah, the artwork's really beautiful, and the story's interesting.
That's awesome.
Characters are interesting. So yeah, I would say this is more for teens and adults so far, but that's very good. I'm excited to read more, but I don't know when there will be more. I have to look that up because right now this is the only volume that's out.
Yes. Oh, also, I have some news.
I love news.
So I now remember White Bird, the awesome book.
Mm-hmm. By R.J. Palacio?
Yes. I think that, and I might be wrong, so don't quote me on this, but I think that maybe the movie edition is coming out this month. I might be wrong, but last I checked, it's coming out this month, I think.
Cool. I can look that up for you.
Thank you.
So that we don't quote you on it and then you're wrong and then there's shame and...
Yeah.
No shame. Let's see, White Bird. I've never read that book. I'm curious to
never.
Mm-mm. I read Wonder. I loved Wonder.
You've never read White Bird.
I know.
Emily,
talk about shame.
Emily, you should be arrested.
So it looks like it's if you're a librarian and have it.
What? They delayed it even more?
Although this says wait a second.
Last I checked, it was going to come out in August, but they moved it to October, and now they're moving it even further?
See, the internet can not always be believed. Sometimes you got to dig deep. So according to one place, it was originally scheduled for September and now has been delayed until October 14th. But then somewhere I read 2023 release, so how are we supposed to know?
Just go and go fly to Hollywood, ask the film crew.
Do you know where it's, is it like a movie release? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't really know too much about it. I just know that it's gonna come out and I'm excited because I love that book so much.
Yeah, now I have to decide if I want to try to read it before I see it.
Yes, you need to read it before you see it.
Yeah.
White Bird is so good. It's about the Holocaust. Such a good book.
According to their Instagram page, it soars into theaters October 14th. So that seems pretty legit.
Yes, yes! I want to ask my parents if I can see it in theater. Also, I haven't been to a theater. My sister has, but I haven't since the pandemic started. So like it's been almost 3 years.
It's fun to go to a theater.
Oh, yes. My sister went to the theater for the first time in her whole life because she's 5 and COVID started when she is like 2. So she went to the theater for her first time ever over the summer and she loved it. She watched Toy Story. Oh, wait, cool. No. Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear, that's it.
I don't know if there's anything coming out soon that I'm especially excited about. I haven't been really paying attention to movies and TV releases.
I'm just paying attention to book, movie, and TV releases.
Yeah, those are pretty fun. I'll have to keep an eye out. I was really excited for Paper Girls when it came out, and I watched it, and it was very good. I wouldn't say it was great, but it was very good. I felt like it ended too soon, like it was too short of a season, and then it didn't get picked up for a second season. Bummer.
I actually haven't heard of Paper Girls. Why is that?
It's there's a comic series that it's completed, and it centers on a group of paper girls, so young women that for work would get up really early in the morning and get newspapers to deliver door to door. They'd ride their bikes around and newspapers at people's doors. So it's a group of paper girls who meet up on Halloween night and end up getting mixed in with a bunch of warring time travelers and go on this adventure of traveling through time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a good series. And the show was pretty fun, but apparently it was not enough fun because it did not get picked up for a second season, unfortunately. Oh, well. Sad. At least we have the book.
Yeah.
But actually, the series that I've been reading would make a very good show. I would not be surprised if it doesn't get picked up for something, either a movie or a series.
You know what's one of my favorite book into movie situations?
What's that?
Paddington.
Oh, really?
I actually watched the movie first, and it is one of my favorites to this day. But it was like one of my favorite movies when I was like 2, 3 and on, and it's still one of my favorite movies, maybe even my favorite. It's so good. And I just love the CGI little Paddington. He's so realistic and so cute.
I don't remember if I ever read Paddington. I had a Paddington.
You should read it.
But I don't know if I ever read it. I probably, maybe my mom read it to me. But it's I've never seen the movies.
You've never seen the movie either?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh. It's so good.
Maybe I'll check it out sometime. Anyways, we're just about out of time for today.
No!
So we're going to say goodbye, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time.
Until then.
We'll be back next week.
To talk some more books.
Until then.
Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.